Happy Friday, everybody. My name's Cam Pierce.
Oh! You stole it. Wake up, it's Friday.
Oh.
Get good.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Dude, you like
I'm
to
Justin
share
T.
your...
Weller.
Okay, there you go.
They
excellent.
Know. They've been listening
might.
All week.
Who knows?
The whole week. And man. If this is your first time, we're thrilled that you're here.
Yeah, we are. We are thrilled.
Which
it's
is why
the
you can tune
show.
In to new episodes of this show.
Yeah,
every
Monday
through
Friday.
By 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Well, you go ahead.
I just figured we'd switch it up a little bit.
Hey, go ahead.
Now you got the rest.
Oh, okay, great.
I
don't think I need the rest because we're just starting.
Oh, okay. We're just in it?
Yeah, we're just in. Because that's the end. Do you remember? You were going to say something before the show?
Oh. I have learned that breakfast is incredibly important, as I had always believed, but
it starts your metabolism.
Yeah, if you eat within like 30 minutes of waking, you can pretty much have whatever you want for breakfast, like no matter, almost regardless of any diet you're on.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of the day, you have to eat responsibly, but you can just be like, yeah, I'm just going to have a hamburger for breakfast because I feel like it.
241.8 today was the weigh-in.
Cam.
We're getting there, man.
Yep.
We're getting there.
Is Alex still gaining?
Still I don't
moving
know.
Up in the world?
I don't know.
You
don't
should weigh him every time you weigh yourself.
That's why I put that scale
you
in the bathroom.
Just literally pick
that's
him
why
up
I put,
and set him there.
Yeah. I put the scale in a communal place, so the scale makes you feel bad. It does.
You got your user profile set up on the scale, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm at 24.2% body fat, which sucks. Still sucks.
24.2% really body fat.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I'm at 44.8% muscle.
Gotcha.
52% water.
That one's still got to move up. If the fat's going to keep moving down substantially.
Right.
But you started working out, so that should help. I mean, it doesn't have to, but you probably want it to.
That's correct. Yeah.
Unless you just want to be skiing.
Skinny meanie.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do that.
Okay. Not into being skinny.
Well, I am into being skinny. I'm just not into being
gotcha.
Skinny bones.
So no lady
But I'd
prospects.
Rather be skinny bones than fat. So
okay.
If I had to pick.
If you had to choose between one or the other.
Yeah. Because there are some girls that are into that. Into
yeah.
the skin and bones. Emo looking guys. Grow my hair out. Ooh. Could pull it off.
Bring back the Jufro.
Bring back the Jufro.
No, that's all right.
Yo, yo, bringing it back. Bringing back the fro and the curly hair.
Yeah?
Yeah. No lady prospects.
Okay.
So quit asking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Never going to be lady prospects? So
no,
all this work will
while.
Be for nothing? You'll just be the sexy man who sits at home?
Hey, I can be sexy for
that
myself.
That could be a podcast.
Yeah? Sexy man who sits at home?
Yep.
It's like this other podcast I heard about but haven't listened to yet. It's called My Dad Wrote a Porno. And it's this guy and his buddy. I think they're British. And they read...
Well, they're automatically famous.
No.
That's how everything in America works. If you're British and you do something with entertainment...
You have a leg up.
You're pretty much famous.
Yeah, but anyway, his dad, who's like 63 or something, wrote an erotic novel.
Yeah?
And and they read it, and it's awful. Like, the erotic novel's awful, and they make fun of it. Like, that's
wow.
the podcast. It's pretty great.
That poor guy.
From what I've heard. I have not listened to it.
But. Poor guy.
Podcast. Support the medium.
Yes. The whole medium. Actually, don't do that, because there's a lot of really bad podcasts.
Well,
there.
Support the good ones.
That's right. Which can be found at truechat.org.
Whoa! TRUECHAT.org. Whoa! Whoa! Sorry, I was itching my ankle. My ankle was under attack.
Do you ever itch your organ?
No, I don't, because it doesn't actually exist. It's more of an idea.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Okay. You know.
I'm pretty sure I know, yeah.
Hello, fly.
We'll just watch the fly around. Well, whatever unsealed demon thing that exists in our little window over there, that's where they crawl through, and it pisses me off.
Why don't you reseal it?
We can't find where it is.
Oh. Good.
Something is unsealed somewhere in the apartment, but we have not found it yet.
Mm. And the bugs are
in. And
entering.
The bugs get in because it's
they
getting
could be
cold
going through
again.
The drain.
They could.
Mm-hmm.
We just bug blasted the drain, though. Yeah.
The bugs were like, no.
We got the bug killing thing over by the drain.
They hated it. Oh, almost.
I hit it.
Nah, he's like, I'm out.
Yeah, that's
not
why, obviously, because I almost just squished him.
He'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah, he will. Flying around.
Yep.
What's the point?
Of flies?
Yeah. That's the point.
I'm sure that the more intelligent beings in the universe probably look at humans and wonder the same thing.
What's the point?
What's the point? What good are they?
What good do they do?
Look at them running around.
Look at these two guys.
They're freaking roads.
Talking on these a stupid
morons
mic.
Chatting.
I hate
how good does that do?
What's the point?
Yeah.
What is the point of all of it?
Yep.
Those I asked myself flies. That question as well. Mm. You know, I tell you.
See, that's why aliens haven't come yet, is because we only trash our own planet. When we start trashing space, that's when other people are going to start caring.
Yeah. Then they're going to come people. And be like, all right.
Other beings are going to start
take
caring.
Take it easy.
Yep. We're
hoping they are hoping we kill ourselves before.
Yeah, probably.
Before we can trash space.
They'll probably annihilate themselves nuclearly before they start.
That's what I was thinking of the other day. So. And I was like, you know, I need to get another source of income. That's going to happen. I got the resume in the works. You know, going to get that to start happening. But I was also thinking, what if I just wait it out? Then we just die. Like, what if it's all for nothing? Like, what if I just, you know, do what I wanted to
do? You believe it is all for nothing.
15 days. But yeah, I mean, I want to survive for as long as possible.
But I mean, you don't have to have...
I have to have some money.
What society would term a
anywhere.
Good job in order to do that? You could
That's
have,
correct.
You could just have a job.
I know.
Hate.
I could go work for like a pizza joint or anything like that.
Yeah. Honestly, if I was going to do that, I'd probably just hardcore Uber
I don't want Uber though.
Well, see, that's coming from somebody like you who's sociable. I think you really just got to get into it. Because when I started doing it, that's kind of what I was worried about. Like, I don't really know if I want to ride around with a bunch of strangers. But I was pleasantly surprised. Many of people are actually just very nice and polite and do exactly the way everything's supposed to work. And most people don't even, like, they don't even converse with you. Like, not in a mean way. It's just like, hi, how you doing? Good. Are you going here? Yep. And, I mean, you just take them there and you're done, you know? But then there are some cool people you get where they're like, tell me about you and your life story and everything that you've ever done. And I'm like, I don't know about that, but here's the rough overview. And they're like, great. I didn't graduate from college either. And I'm making lots of money. And I'm like, cool. I hope that happens.
So. Cool. I hope that happens.
Yep. And then, you know, out of probably about a solid 10% of the time, you'll end up with I wouldn't say mean people, just weird people.
Yeah.
You know, peculiar individuals who are maybe about 5%. I had a day where it was about 10%, but most of the time it's about 5%.
Was the 10% day the day that you got the guy that leaned your car all the way down because he was so large?
Yes. Yes. He was actually a very nice fella.
Yeah.
But
stunk and
it was somewhat uncomfortable because I did not, me in the driver's seat did not have adequate room to feel in control of the vehicle. So, and it was a really long drive, so that didn't help.
Did not have adequate control of the vehicle.
No, he was encroaching on my space.
I love it.
So, and that's nothing against like people.
It's everything
of large size. My car is small, but it was not. I was uncomfortable. I was not in a good place. I was like, I really wish you could fit in the back seat because I'd be much happier if you were there. So,
love it.
And just for the record, I don't fit in my own back seat, but that's not because I'm obese. That's
because your back seat
my head
is small.
Hits the ceiling.
Oh,
so
and you're tall.
Yes. What was the other thing?
I said your back seat is small.
Yes, and hence, a 6'2" individual does not sit comfortably there.
Rough.
Yeah, I have to go like this and lean my head down. I'm like, yep, I don't like this. So
that's no bueno. Mm-hmm. You should tell them, hey, be 6 foot or shorter.
That's right. You must be 6 feet
I think
or
I
shorter
have trouble
to ride
in your
this
back seat
ride.
Too, though, because I have to hunch a little.
Yeah, hunch.
Hunch. Mm. Your back seat sucks. Yeah.
But I do something like that. Like, you could do Amazon delivery. Then you wouldn't have to deal with people.
Yeah, you're right. See, but now I have like a moving violation, so I don't know how they'd feel about that. I mean, Amazon delivery would probably be like, sure, speed all you want.
Yeah.
We can't tell you that, but we don't care.
I don't think they care much about that. I mean like,
accidents they'd care about, probably.
Right, yeah. I don't know if it's one speeding ticket. I don't know, maybe.
Maybe.
I know they've stepped up their safety game, so...
Everybody seems to be doing that recently.
Yeah,
everybody's stepping up.
They were playing it fast and loose because they were new
the regulation
company.
Game.
And then they're like, because
now that I've lost a total of $20 on this Litecoin thing, I'm about ready to be out. Because I think that New York Times article sank him even more. So.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't help. So. Well, it wasn't the Times. It was the Journal.
It was the Journal.
Yeah.
Sorry. Whichever one.
Don't be hating on the New York Times.
I'm not hating on anybody.
Hating. Haters gonna hate.
I didn't say the article was untrue in any way.
Oh, no. I mean, that's obviously why the Journal exists, is so that it can educate people like him to be like, hey, you should definitely get rid of this thing.
I should have gotten rid of it when it was 70 bucks. It hit 70 bucks again, and I'm just getting rid of it. Screw it.
All right, I'm that's out. Confirmed.
I'm out. Yes.
Okay, not
I'm
gonna
not,
wait.
I'm not selling it at 58 bucks, though. It ain't happening. I'm not losing $20.
So what if it becomes worth nothing?
It's not going to become worth nothing.
Okay.
I promise it won't become worth nothing.
So what you're telling me is there's no possible way that it become worth nothing.
No, I don't think so.
Like if somehow the cryptocurrency gets hacked and the code on it's broken and then everybody...
Well, yeah, but that has nothing to do with the current situation that we're talking
has
about.
Has access to tons of it. Currency, man. That's one of those things that those higher beings also look at and they're like, why?
Who cares?
This is stupid.
What's the point?
They are literally morons.
Just make food and feed people.
That's right. But the problem is there's too many people on planet Earth that would not work for the common good, and they'd just be lazy and live off of everyone else. Everyone else being like five people who would actually work.
Really? That's it? Five people?
Yeah. Maybe 5% of people.
I don't care. Well, who cares? Let people be lazy.
Would you work for the common good?
I mean, maybe. Depends on what they have me do.
Yeah. That's the only way that situation works, is that everybody's required to have a job. You know, like you don't get paid, but you must go work. And like you're.
If people only have to work like 25, 30 hours a week, I mean, why not?
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Who cares? Who needs it?
Everybody gets rotating days off.
Yeah. There'd be a lot more physical oriented jobs, though, or service based jobs.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like take marketing companies. They'd pretty much cease to exist because why? You don't need marketing if you don't have a product to sell. So.
Or the product is not being sold.
Or a message to promote, yeah. And if money's not an object, then companies don't need to grow any faster than just organically they can. Society.
Society.
It just fall apart.
There you go. You know who's trying to help society?
It'd be over.
CD.
Okay.
With their great show.
They are
making capitalism sustainable. And when you tune in, you'll be sure to hear our good friends at the Committee for Economic Development talk about the latest and greatest in economic and educational policy with many special guests. So be sure to tune in to Making Capitalism Sustainable on Fridays by 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And in addition to Making Capitalism Sustainable, you can tune in to a wide variety of shows on sports and politics to entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So be sure to check them out on TrueChat.org or by downloading the TrueChat mobile app. Just search TrueChat, that's TrueChat, on your phone store. Now, let us turn back to whatever we were talking about. I actually forget. But before we do that, you can comment and let us know what you think about the show, what you want to hear us talk about, all that stuff at TrueChatINC, or leave a comment on our website or app. What were we talking about? Were you talking about stuff?
I was not. I was going to ask you what your blood type is.
No idea. Probably going to learn today.
Oh.
Well, Wednesday.
You haven't given blood before?
No, I've never given blood before.
Oh.
I'm going to give plasma.
Be a first-time experience.
I gave plasma on Wednesday, and I didn't ask, so I'll ask today on Friday when I give plasma again.
Where are you going to do that?
It's plasma place right down the road.
The plasma place.
Yeah, I guess it's that way. About 5 minutes down the road that way.
Okay.
I don't know. Haven't done the needle thing in a while, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, they're big needles.
They are huge needles, yeah. Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah. So are your veins readily available in your arm?
I think so.
Otherwise, they got to dig. Oh. That's when it's no fun.
I can feel one.
When you can get your veins out, yeah, that's good. But when they're not, and then they're just like, can't find it. Where is it? Can you feel this? Yes, my arm. It hurts.
Yeah.
Nah, it'd be fine. It's just a prick.
Until it's not.
Right, until you get somebody who doesn't know what they're doing and they dig.
Well, then they got the...
I am fortunate because my veins are close to the surface. So
yeah.
It makes it easy.
You're a veiny human being.
Yes. Well, actually, all people are veiny, just for what it's worth. But yes, mine are more easily accessible. See, that's why I think once you get down to like 10 or 9% body fat, that's almost to me when it kind of becomes disgusting, because then it's like veins and it's like, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I don't know if I want to see those. I don't know how I feel about all this.
Yeah.
Like if you're rock solid, I don't know. I don't know if that's good. Like, yeah. I don't want it to hurt when I hug you, you know? It's like, it should be like there ought to be a little bit of cushion in it. Like,
do
it
you
can
know
be firm.
Anyone like that?
I met one or two people like that. Not that I regularly converse with, but I've met a couple.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know of one guy who
is like
who's somebody I follow from college. It's their friend.
Yeah.
And he is he's a monster.
Yeah.
Like literally a monster.
It's like, I don't know. I think there is a point that for most people that you surpass a certain level of fitness and then you become unattractive again, where it's just kind of like you're kind of gross. Like you're a little bit much because you are just muscle and veins and it's kind of creepy.
No, this I'm about to show you this dude. He's ridiculous.
Redonkulous?
Yeah, he's pretty redonkulous. Okay, but
so he's surpassed ridiculous into the redonkulous realm.
That's correct.
Got it. Just for those of you that don't know, that's how this works on True Jet, is there's ridiculous and then there's redonkulous. And redonkulous is further out there.
Oh, then is that not ridiculous. A name? Oh, okay, sorry. I just spelled it wrong. This guy. Oh, wait a minute. Nope, this guy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
No. That's too much.
That's too much. Yeah. That's too much. Don't do that, Cam.
Yeah, it's...
That's not
I
okay.
will never, never do that. Not
that's,
once.
That's like the unhealthy amount. That's where like at age 40, your muscles just quit and your body just dies because it's like, you worked me too hard and I'm dead.
No, it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah. How, it's kind of it's over the
like I'm pretty sure that guy weighs 310 pounds at 5'10", but it's all muscle.
Yeah, like there's no fat.
No.
And it's like, you don't need that.
I'm trying to find the crazy.
You don't need that. This is not we don't live in that era.
No, but he loves it.
I know. See, that's one of those obsessive things. Everybody has stuff like that where it's just
well, they've
like,
got a
I need it. And he needs it.
They've got body dysmorphia. Here's the picture I saw the other day. That one.
Yeah.
That's him like, you know.
It's quite a lot.
He's dehydrating himself to look like that. Like to get all
systematic
those veins
dehydration
out and stuff.
Is very much a thing.
Yeah, 28 days between those pictures. One where he's like really buff but still kind of looks like a normal human being. And then the other one where he's
yeah,
like
the
a
one
xenomorph.
On the left is like, yeah, that's probably about the limit right there. And then... you get beyond that. It's like, now, no. You've left the world of like healthy human into a weird superhuman hybrid thing. Yeah, yeah.
It's, goes to bodylifting competitions. I don't know, man. It's weird. I don't like it.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, it's too much.
Most people don't find that attractive.
I would agree.
It's more like you're a zoo animal, and they're kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
there's a fine line between like, I want to take a bite out of that human, and right. then
I don't want to get in the way of that human.
Interesting,
because they will just
and they will murder me.
They would desecrate,
decimate.
Yeah,
decimation.
Yeah,
it's all right. I knew what you meant.
That would be nuts.
Yeah, dude,
don't do that.
Bodybuilding.
No, you can look good and not have to.
Well,
look
it's like
that.
It's like what Schwarzenegger used to look like. Like nobody who finds that attractive.
I don't know. Could not. I don't know people who find that attractive. So,
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Body
anyway,
dysmorphia.
So you don't know your blood type. After getting way off that.
Oh yeah, don't know my body type.
Body type? Blood type?
Blood type.
Okay.
Also,
do you
body
know
type.
Your body type?
See, it's like that.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't find that attractive on a female.
No.
Like there's tons of muscle. Like the right picture, I find more attractive than the left picture,
mm-hmm.
where she's less fat, more crazy.
More crazy. Yeah, you'll have to find out your blood type. Because see, if you're an awesome O negative like I am, then they'll pester you all the time. They'll be like,
O negative.
Come give us blood.
Because be like, we can give it to everyone.
You hate me, so no.
Yeah. You haven't given blood for a while?
No, I have not.
Because they don't like you because you...
I'm torn.
Because you porked or get porked?
Yep.
By males?
Yes.
By one male, hopefully.
Yep. Which actually statistically makes it less likely that I would have an STD than most people they take blood from.
Only one.
But logic in the realm of scientific and medical endeavors.
Isn't that crazy? Like, how are they able to get away with
it? It's incredibly offensive. I don't know. I don't know why. It's like, yeah, no, I'm in a committed relationship, and most people that come here and give blood are not. So if I haven't had an STD, I won't spontaneously get one.
That happened in Sense8, that show I talked about on Wednesday, where there's this whole, like, you know, it that has nothing to do with giving blood, but there's like this like stage play where they're doing like a dance and they're talking about like a guy who had AIDS, obviously, because he was 32 and he looked like he was 74 or whatever they said, and he was very skinny, like 80 pounds.
Yeah.
And it was rough. It's really rough. Because, I mean, back in the 80s, that happened. I mean, there was there was an AIDS epidemic in the gay community.
Yep.
They in the show, they're like, gay pride used to be like a funeral march.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Because they lost lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It took pretty nuts.
It took some straight people to get sick. And then everybody was like,
oh,
sure.
Then everybody's like, oh, no. We should probably start healing this if we have the ability.
We need to pay attention. So, at least we're finally getting close to a... actual cure.
That's what you should do. So. Run for office, for public office in the great city of DC.
Uh-huh.
And then change
for what public office?
Who cares? Then change the blood donating thing where you don't discriminate against homosexuality.
Yeah. Or I always thought about like starting a new blood bank that does that.
Really?
Yeah, but that'd be cool. It really complicated. I mean, not necessarily the collection part, which is not easy, but actually being able to distribute the blood and like get it used places.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff.
How do they get paid?
Who?
Blood banks. Like, no, do they sell the blood?
Yeah. To hospitals that need the blood.
That's crazy.
To patients that need the blood.
But you don't get any money for giving blood?
I mean, obviously, well, no. Most, a lot of donate. It depends on, you know, like if they're nonprofits, they may sell it, but they may also be like Hawksworth. Is UC's like
who also doesn't accept people who have homosexual sex?
Right.
As males, sorry.
Yes.
Nothing to do with females, or is it on female as well?
I think the way the question is worded is with people of the same sex. So I think it applies
to both.
I think so. I don't know though. Well, that's a good question. I wasn't paying that close attention to the question.
Gotcha. When you were lying.
Yes, when I was lying.
You were bold-faced.
Which I've done a few times. So, and may do again when I feel the need's high enough. Because I know that I don't have anything that contaminates my blood. So I don't feel bad about it. Because it's like, just because you don't want my blood doesn't mean there's not people out there who need it. So.
Boom. Be a hero no matter what.
I super hope that some homophobic people get my blood. Yeah, even though they don't know. Like, just brings me joy to know that. It's like, yeah. You're alive today, thanks to me.
You know, I was talking the other day. I was thinking about it. Like, obviously, the beginning of life, or like when prejudice happens as someone of a minority, like when they're getting, you know, like when, for example, when you try to give blood, and it's like, oh, that doesn't feel good. But like, I'm super jealous of people, of like that are in minorities, because then they have something that like they love. Like, they're like, yeah. Like, if they've accepted who they are and
something
why that makes...
What do you mean? Oh, like the thing that...
Right. Like the LGBT community, where it's like,
something
that
binds them?
Yeah.
You mean? Together?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, it helps them connect with people.
That's
on
what
a basis.
I thought you were going with. Okay.
What did you... What did I say? That wasn't that.
No, I was just... I hadn't figured it out yet.
Okay.
Hello, Fly. See, I told you.
He's back. It took him like 50 minutes, but now he's back.
I am here.
He's like, hello. I
will die today.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous of it. I really am. Like, because I'm just straight Joe Blow white guy. What do I have to be proud of? Of my, like, heritage.
Huh.
I got nothing. Or it's not even has to do with your heritage. It has to do with, well, whatever you believe.
Yeah. Well, you're...
Has caused
really
you to be
of
bisexual.
A demographic thing than anything else. So,
But like, I have nothing to be proud of as a person. Like, the only thing that white people have to be proud of is like career and money status, which is why we're so greedy and awful.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why. Maybe you should learn more about your heritage. Take one of them DNA tests.
I don't want to.
They're not that expensive.
Who cares? What do I care?
Apparently, you just said you did. I'm saying that would give you some. You'd learn more
about...
I don't
think they'd give me anything.
What makes up Camden? Where he's from? What groups you belong to?
I guess. But I think that's why I hate like the separation so much. Where it's like, no, we're this group, and we have to be proud because we're this group, and it's something that like maybe you shouldn't be proud because you're in that group, and it's like, well, that's not cool. Maybe we could just all be humans, and that'd be rad.
That would be nice, but I mean, obviously, I think if you really want to talk about what white people have to be proud of, they should be proud of building the civilized world. Now,
on the backs of slave labor,
right? I mean, you can get into that, but. Regardless of, I mean, there was a time, and it's not that it excuses it, but there was a time where many people honestly believed that they weren't doing anything wrong, you know, because that's how they'd been raised, and they weren't taught to question that. And I mean, that's, you know, and it doesn't make it okay, but it does mean that they weren't actively trying to do something that was awful. They weren't comprehending that what they were doing was a terrible thing.
Right.
So... Which, again, doesn't make it okay that they had done it. It just means that...
But see...
And they did lots of things to build society that didn't have to do with building it off.
Like, I feel like you get away from, you get away with, you get away with that.
With what?
Like, you've pulled the ripcord. I am no longer, you know, white guild. I'm out. I'm done.
Ripcord.
Because now I'm part of a minority. So I'm done.
I don't think that...
Not that I feel white guilt, because I find that to be absolutely ludicrous. I find it...
I do feel it sometimes.
I don't.
So
I think that's ridiculous. I didn't do it.
I get mad at myself if I draw, which I do. I think everybody does. Whether or not they realize it is another method. But I get upset with myself if I draw conclusions about people of a different race. Not trying to be mean, just, you know, I subconsciously do it right away and I don't step back to think about how I would treat somebody who was in the same situation of a different race. So,
gotcha.
Because I do it. I mean, it happens, you know.
I see, but I don't know. Maybe
and it's
I
not
do
just
it
race.
I mean, right.
It can be other stuff too. Like homeless people. Cause I don't like being heckled for money. So I just have predispositioned myself when I see somebody who looks like they could be homeless, I just pull out my phone and start looking at it.
Just don't even acknowledge them?
Yep. Which is an awful thing to do, because, I mean, they might not be homeless, but I don't like being heckled for money, so.
Why? Who cares? Just say no.
Because it's uncomfortable. I don't like it. And sometimes you get followers, and those are the worst.
We got one of those. So. We almost got kicked out of a bar one time, because Alex bought one of them a drink.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that on the show.
Yeah.
What a turd. Did. What a fool.
4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So.
Followers, yeah. Man.
No, I think everybody does that. It's just whether or not they... And that's not just, you know, I think that people of different races who see a white guy walking down the street in a nice suit draw a lot of conclusions about where he's from, how he grew up, all that stuff, which...
His privilege.
Yeah, could totally be not true.
You're right.
You know?
You are absolutely correct.
Just like the way that I... Oh.
Alexa, she's yelling at us.
She works well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Alexa.
Not that we said her name, but...
Nope.
She felt the need.
She felt the need.
The need.
I want to join the conversation.
Hey, you should comment on our website. Ha! Get it?
You should get Amazon to build something into Alexa that allows for her to post comments on True Chat.
Love it.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. You just yaks at us?
Yeah.
Amazon as a collective.
That's why I get upset when people make judgments about my privilege. Because I'm like, you don't know me. It's not your place to make these judgments. You know?
Yeah.
You don't know how I grew up. Even people I know well, it's upsetting when they do that. Because sometimes, it's not like they'll say something specifically, but like the way they'll talk about something is like indicating that I might not know what that thing's like. And I'm like, don't presume to know, you know, how I grew up and what my life was like, please. You can ask me, and I'd be happy to tell you, but don't make assumptions just because I'm white and appear to come from a family that's always been well off.
Can I make assumptions?
What do you mean?
Since I'm aware of how your life kind of went?
I prefer that no one makes those assumptions.
Okay.
Because I think you're just like... Just
I
like,
don't think most of mine would be assumptions, since I have the information.
Okay.
At least some of it.
But I try to be good about, like, when it comes to your family and your parents' divorce, not presuming that I know everything that happened there. Because I don't. And
right.
And I don't think I ever will, mainly because it's not really my business. So, and if you want to tell me, you can. But I think everybody outside of, you know, situations like that, whether it's family, friends, or otherwise, the less that we make assumptions because we think we know something, the better. So, because there's just a decent chance that you're going to offend somebody or make somebody upset, you know, and it's not necessary to do that. So,
correctamundo.
Yep.
How was the food you got before this? Did you go get the food?
Yeah.
What'd you eat?
McDonald's.
Ba 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 ba.
Three breakfast burritos.
Wow. It's a lot of breakfast burritos. It's really not.
Yeah.
$3. Cheapo. Cheaperino.
Yep. Three breakfast burritos.
Burritos.
Mango pineapple smoothie.
Breakfast burritos.
It's good.
Smoothies are good.
It's about the only thing I get from McDonald's, honestly.
Really?
Is that order right there. It's
I about like
the
it.
Only thing. But it's good. Those breakfast burritos, man. I don't know what the deal is, but they're good. They got those right. They nailed them.
They're like crack cocaine.
Yep.
As food.
They're good. So.
Love it.
Yeah. So fix the blood donation thing. Damn it.
Yep. That's it.
I
that's
would like
what we
to
learned.
Give blood.
Yep. Let's stop being prejudiced.
Yeah.
And feel white guilt.
The human race.
Yep. What's it worth?
What's the human race worth?
Yep.
Wow. That's not a broad
show,
question
was
at all.
Was that show or was that Wednesday's show? Where we were like, the aliens, they hate us.
I think we talked about it at the start of this show.
Because
we were talking about the fly.
Yeah, you're right. What's the fly worth? Yeah. No, that was Wednesday's show. But whatever, who cares? Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning into today's show.
Bells.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, it's my
Inspired
my
Brewing.
I love it.
I wish I could go back. I'd go back to Kalamazoo anytime.
I mean, you can.
You're right.
You should.
I could drive there right now.
If you want to, you can.
Nah, you're right.
It's all a matter of what's important in life.
Shut up, Justin.
Oh, it's so true.
Oh. I don't want to drive to Kalamazoo, dude.
By tax standards, Cameron and I are poor humans.
We are.
But there's really not anything that I want for right now. I mean, really. Mostly.
Not me neither.
I'm fine. I'm okay with where I live. I'm okay. I mean, I get to eat the food I want. I don't usually think much about like whether or not I can afford to go buy the food. You know, so I mean, I couldn't go out and spend $100 every day for food, but
right. I want to plan this magic pre-release that's going to happen. But other than that, I want for mostly nothing.
Yeah,
I'm losing weight at like I want to
lose that weight.
Lose that weight.
Saving money.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should get, by the way, super good.
Uh-huh.
They sell it at Kroger, and I'm sure they sell it other places too.
Croget!
But I shop at Croget. So they sell these little cans, like bigger than the size of a cat food can, but not like an upright soup can.
Uh-huh.
So like more horizontal than vertical. And it's just labeled all natural chicken chunks, white chicken chunks. And it's just exactly what it sounds like. It's just white chicken chunks. You heat it up. It's real good, real tender.
Hmm.
You open Sounds a can yummy. And you got, there's technically four servings, but I divide the can in half and eat two. And those can be two of your meals. And it's filling and it's good.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. And it's just straight protein because they don't add any like sugar or salt or anything.
You're not on the diet anymore. You've bailed.
No, I've created a hybrid version.
I like it. Me too. So. I've been
That's what they talk about, though, for what it's worth. I've read a lot of stuff online because like, there's multiple online communities dedicated to the 4-hour body. It's pretty nuts.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, these people are hardcore. But there's a lot of them that talk about like, what do you do once you get to your ideal weight? Because that was the biggest question I had is like, I'm going to do this. And then like, do I keep doing this? Or then what happens?
Yeah,
because
I couldn't
do
it for the rest of my life.
No.
I couldn't eat just protein for the rest of my life.
But
like, I haven't had a good burger in a week and a half.
That's how like you weigh yourself at the start of every day. or the start of every 2 days, and you just experiment. Like, you add stuff back in, you know, you keep a baseline, and you add this thing in and see how it affects it, and then you take it back out, and then you add this thing in and see how it affects it, and you'll learn the things that do and don't affect it, you know, and then after you've made the list of, these are the things, like, I really care about having, generally, you know, then you can start mixing and matching and figuring out what conflicts and what doesn't. And what I've learned is I can basically count on losing 2 pounds
in a week, in a day.
I can count on losing 2 pounds a week anytime that I eat anything that I want for breakfast in pretty much any quantity, which is fine by me because I like breakfast and breakfast food. And then if I eat of 7 days, if four of the rest of the days I eat a just protein meal like the chicken or pork or something like that for lunch and dinner, and then I can have most of anything I want within a reasonable proportion, you know, to being like full the other 3 days in addition to breakfast.
I like it.
So, and I can maintain if I only do high protein twice in a week and eat most of what I want the rest of the time. Again, within reason, because I mean, this is all, you have to learn with what's in within reason for your body.
Right.
You know? And I've learned that my body's happy somewhere between 200 and 220 pounds. If I try to go below that, one, I don't look healthy. I mean, I start to look like something's wrong. And if I go above that, I don't feel good. So, like, I don't feel good about how I look. And it's also, if I drop below 200, if I go above 220, that's when my sizes change. Like in shirts and pants. For me. So,
what do you wear? Larges?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shirts, yeah. I could, when I'm down around, which is where I usually try to stay, when I'm down around like 205, I can some mediums I can wear, but I usually don't because it's just not like...
Because it becomes a schmedium.
Right.
It becomes a small medium. And then, you look like you're trying to show off.
That's right.
Well, I think because this is a double XL on me right now, and it's pretty loose.
It's
so.
Too big.
Yeah, I could probably go to an XL, but...
No, it's that time.
Yep.
XL cam.
Well, I'm going to get to my ideal weight and then
see.
Probably go to Joseph A. Bank, get fitted again.
Yeah.
Or because your
measurements will change.
Yeah.
That's where I really saw it was my neck, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Went from like a size 18 neck to 16 and a half.
Well, I can now wrap both my hands around my neck. Yep. So I used to not be able to do that.
Yeah. Definitely your face.
I'm telling you. Oh, face yeah. The and face, neck. You can see it huge. I can't wait till I lose it all right here and all right here. And I'm losing it. I'm losing it right here. I really am. Like, you know, if I would have taken my shirt off, you know, 2.5 months ago, it would have been repulsive. Like, I could take it off now and it'd be like, that dude's fat, but I mean, he's not fat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody knows what you mean. No, I think, yeah.
Well,
I get what you mean.
It's the overhang on the stomach. Right. Really.
It's one of those where, like, you take off your shirt, nobody's going to be, like, staring at you, like, oh my
Jesus
God.
Jesus God. I don't think they would have done that when I was, like, 290 or whatever I was. So.
Yeah. But there are those people.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. Well, I was probably up around 300 pounds.
Yeah.
So, 241.8.
Dropping that weight.
Dropping that weight. Yeah, that's what I've learned in my diet as well. Like, I started to taper off, even though I was doing the only protein diet.
Yeah.
Because my body was just like, it was probably freaking out. Like, you've lost 50 pounds in a month and a half. That's right. Not a good idea. And I'm like, you're right. So I've been slowing down a little bit, eating more of what I wanted to eat.
You also don't want to end up with, like, extra skin and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm thinking I may have already done that right here on my arms, which would suck. But, like, slowly but surely, it started to recede everywhere else. So, yeah.
If you do it at the right pace, that's why
that's why I've slowed down a little bit. Like, that's why I'm like, you know, I'm probably going a little too hard here. Need to slow down. Yeah. I don't think I'll ever get, like, the arms I wanted unless I really work them out again. But
that was the crazy thing about, like, a year ago when I'd, well, it was longer than that, probably about 2 years ago when I'd finished losing all the weight, was, like, all these shirts from, like, middle school that I had for the longest time been like, I just need to throw these out because I'm literally never going to be able to wear these.
I just threw out a bunch of clothes.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I can wear these
because
I used to be a large. And I was like a large individual at that time, but like now large is like an appropriate adult size for me.
Yeah.
So.
See, I can't like, even remember you being fat.
Yeah.
I don't think you were that fat.
I was At my height in football, the largest I ever got to was about 270. So, and that only maintained for like 2 months in season, I think. And then it dropped down. I was at 260 for a long time.
Man, now you're at what? 210?
205? 215 right now. 215. So, and the goal is to get back down to like 210. So,
that's where your anywhere where your stasis is.
Yeah, anywhere in the about anywhere in the 200 to 220 range, I'm okay with. So, because that's where I feel fine, and like I take my shirt off and I'm happy, and like
I want to get to 220. That's my plan.
Yeah.
And the only thing I'll say, see where I'm at.
Once you lose enough body fat, because this happens to me, and it just makes me feel bad. I'm like, I can't feel bad about this. It's just the way life is. Then when you eat, like, your stomach comes out, and it's like, why?
So what was the point?
Yeah, what was the point? Why did I do this? So what you're telling me is if I'm going to go places with my shirt off, I can't eat.
Yep.
That's basically it. Or I just have to live with having my little belly come out. So
gutterous.
Yeah. Because it's not bad, you know, but it's like, yeah, it's there.
Hey, it's way better than what you had.
Oh, yeah. No, I wake up in the mornings, and that's what keeps the motivation going. I'm like, I'm so close to...
Do you want the six pack? Is that where you want to be?
Well, who doesn't want that? But yes.
Are you doing an ab workout?
No.
Doing that thing?
No, they're there. That's the thing.
Oh, you can see them. Yeah. They're on the horizon.
They are on the horizon. In the mornings, before I've eaten, you know.
They're there.
And after I've used the facilities.
Yeah. They're there. Yeah, you gotta clear out, dehydrate, and you're like, oh.
Here it is.
Here I am.
That's right. If I stand in the right light at the right angle and I haven't eaten and wake up in the morning, you can, they're starting.
Yes. So, I love it.
That's okay, though. I don't need that. As long as I look down and there's no impedance, you know?
Correct.
I'm happy.
You can see all of the twig and berries. Then you're
Yep.
Then you're good.
That's right. No obstruction of view.
No obstruction of justice.
That's right. Justice. All right. That's probably a good place to end.
Yeah, let's rock and
roll. Don't obstruct the justice.
Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next week. It's going to be a good time then, I would assume. But if you want to let us know what you want to hear us talk about or comments on the show, leave a comment on our website, truechat.org. Did you remember you could do that, Justin T?
I did know that.
All right, excellent. And if you listen to podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, or pretty much any other place where podcasts are housed, we're there.
Well,
besides for iHeartRadio, because they charge you to put podcasts on there. They're turds. Lame. I don't like them. But other than them, you can listen to our shows there. But come to True Chat. You get links, like you did with the current issue show on Tuesday.
Got to up that game.
Yeah, I tell you, man. We're rocking and rolling.
Start adding more stuff to those pages.
Did you see I put the links on the left and then flipped and put the picture and the podcast on the right so it's all on the same page? I'm telling you, I went to work.
Went to work.
Truly.
Those link layouts, man. I tell you what.
For the True Chat Show on True Chat in Cincinnati, Ohio, my name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Be the change.